Hello, am I talking to Robert Boyd? Or
no,
Erica Griffin?
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. This is Erica Griffin.
I'm not talking with... Oh, Erica Griffin. Yes, perfect. Sorry, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I just wanted to know if you can help me out with a couple of questions of this survey for me. Would you mind?
No, that's fine. And it's from who? Now, who's doing the survey?
We are a national opinion survey.
Okay.
We're from the, yeah. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian,
African-American.
Native American? Okay, African-American. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
53.
53? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and then 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You might use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Really appreciate your help with these questions. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat closely.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think you of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
The same.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing your country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? I'm going to proceed to read them to you. First one, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt. Second, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Third, protecting abortion rights. Fourth, passing common sense guns reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the grown people. Fifth, creating more jobs and raising wage. Sixth, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Seventh, combating division and racism. Eighth, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. Ninth, improving K-12 public school education. 10, reducing crime. And 11, border security. How would you say are the most important for you?
Education. Yes, and jobs.
Creating more jobs and raising wage. That would be one. Yes. And the other one would be improving K-12 public school education. Am I correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, I like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and affordable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unaffordable, and a 15 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You might use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how do you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard about the person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one is Democrats in Congress.
75.
Okay. Second one is Tim Scott.
25.
Mark K. Robinson.
0.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
75.
Joe Biden.
75.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
25.
Donald Trump.
0.
Josh Stein.
75.
Jill Stein.
50.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so. Okay, Biden.
Biden.
Thank you. We really appreciate your help. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Wade Turner, Democrat Josh Stein, Republican Mark Robinson, and Libertarian Mike Rose, for whom would you vote? If you're not undecided, say so.
Yeah, Josh Stein.
Okay. Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about that President Biden is and his administration are doing?
I'm sorry? Hello?
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Would you say you have heard about it, yes, a lot, yes, only something, or yes, only little, or nothing at all?
I guess a little.
A lot. Okay, thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Would you say make you feel much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
It hasn't affected it.
Hasn't affected? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing?
Yes.
Would you say it is a lot, just something, or just a little bit?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
No change.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe in the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You might choose two. Rising crime and violence. the lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, stunts, wage, and raising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. You might choose two.
The rolling back of rights, and okay. Then education.
Education, okay. Thank you. Your answers are very helpful for us. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issues. Okay? I'm going to be reading to you, and you're going to be telling me which of the two it might be actually better at solving that issue. Okay? The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Joe Biden would be better.
Would you think it would be much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat.
Okay. Growing the U.S. economy.
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Fixing the immigration system.
Biden.
Somewhat better.
Somewhat better.
Better.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat better.
Okay. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Joe Biden.
Somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden.
Much better, somewhat better.
Much better.
Rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden.
Much better, somewhat better. Okay.
Somewhat better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Joe Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him? Or does it make no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. And as you might not know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Would you say very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Would you say strongly disagree or
strongly
disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politicians from social media?
Zero.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate degree,
okay. Is it a bachelor's degree, sorry?
No, a doctorate degree.
Doctor degree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
married.
Single?
Okay,
married. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years old or age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
T- thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services, twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a week, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month, okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than a half, about a half, less than a half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Half, maybe.
About a half.
Should probably get a half or more than a half. Oh, I'd say more than half.
Yeah. More than a half. How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Nope.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Nope.
Were you born outside the United States?
Nope.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Nope.
Thank you. This concludes our service. We really appreciate your time. You were very helpful with us. Thank you for your time. Have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.